Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today co-publishes the theater journal Performing Arts Insider and is the author of Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. He also hosts a couple of shows on WGBB-AM here on Long Island, Dave's Gone By, and Fill Her Up. Please welcome Dave Lefkowitz.
Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for coming by, Dave.
Sure.
To the Mikerhood. That's an inside reference to his show.
The Mikerhood. You stole that from Daverhood. I know that.
I'm just kidding around.
No problem.
There's only one Daverhood.
That's right. And I own it.
Right.
Well, or I lease it, but right. You know, we won't get into the details.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into that later. First off, tell us about your work with the Performing Arts Insider.
Well, it's a magazine that has been around for more than 60 years at this point. I didn't come into it until a couple of years ago when a friend of mine who's in the theater industry wanted to retire from doing that. And he didn't want to retire completely from everything. I mean, he's in his 70s, but he's more active than most people I know. But he wanted to do more directing and writing and acting and other stuff. And he didn't want the magazine just to go by the wayside, because he was very proud of it and didn't want to let down all the subscribers. So we worked out a deal to have me come in there as co-publisher and chief editor and vamp it up a little bit and keep it going. And not only that, but we've expanded it and improved it. So Performing Arts Insider is really the industry journal now for people who want to know what's on the stages of New York, Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, cabaret, dance, and opera. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your book, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World.
Oh, gosh. It's a book of plays. There's one full-length play in there. It's a farcical comedy in the style of Molière. So, but with some updates and some anachronisms just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that was published a couple of years ago by a small press in St. Petersburg. And then the rest are also one acts. Most of them funny. The humor tends to range from really kind of silly to very dark and serious and everything in between and absurdist. A couple of the plays have been performed in, like, theater festivals in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a fun book. People who seem to like the plays, and I'm hoping this will also be a modus for getting them produced more, which I'd like to see.
Right. Well, we're talking with Dave Lefkowitz here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Dave, the host of Dave's Gone By and Fill Her Up on another station. Let's talk about theater in general. What do you like that's playing on Broadway?
Oh, gosh. Well, most of the things on Broadway right now I like at least a little bit. And some of them I like quite a bit. This is obviously like the summertime, so we're right in, I won't say the dead zone, but it's that in-between time because the season ended pretty much at the end of May and won't really crank up again until early October.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some terrific stuff out there. Just, running down a list I have in front of me, the revival of Glengarry Glen Ross is quite fine and exciting. I loved Wicked from last season. It's spectacle, but it also has quite a bit of humor and satire and heart. And that's a good piece of work. Let's see. Producers is a lot of fun. Overrated, but what isn't these days?
Right.
It's Spamalot. But, sorry. Have you seen any of these?
No, I haven't, but I'm sure. I think my mother went to go see Spamalot a while back.
She would have had a good time. It's fun. Doubt is a very good play. Won the Pulitzer, obviously, and the Tony, and pretty much every other award. I don't know if it's that extraordinary, but it's really well done for a small play. Pillow Man is pretty gripping, and especially when you're in the theater watching it, you really, it's knuckles to the seat kind of production. And then when you get away from it, it doesn't seem to be as savvy or as hard-hitting as it seemed to be when you were physically there watching it. And a couple of other just light shows, like All Shook Up, where I didn't like the music so much, even though it's Elvis Presley, but it's that's okay and kind of too loud. But the book is hilarious, hysterically funny, as is Avenue Q, which already goes back about two seasons. So, I mean, you can really, you know what, if you want to find out more about all these shows, again, go, people, get Performing Arts Insider, because you'll get a sense of what the shows are and how they're doing and whether they're any good or not. So if I could give the website on that, I would love to.
Sure, why not?
PerformingArtsInsider.com.
Okay, there you go. What do you like that's playing off-Broadway?
Ooh, you know, it's funny. I've been kind of vacationing for bits of the summer. I was away in Aruba, of all places.
Of all places.
I didn't find her. No, okay. We looked. You know, I kept waiting to see a shark with a leg in its mouth or something, but no, nothing there. And I was also in California for a bit. So off Broadway, I'm a little bit out of the loop off the top of my head, but let me look down and see what's been playing for a while that people should try and catch. Zootopia is cute, but it's way too long. If they cut it down to about 90 minutes in one act, it would be hysterical. But they really kind of lose control of that one. What else? Austin's Shadow is marvelous. It's a really, I would say, brilliant play by Austin Pendleton, who's you recognize him if you saw him on TV, because he's done a lot of acting work as well. But he's a very good writer. So his show is called Orson's Shadow, and it deals with Orson Welles.
I figured that.
But being approached by the critic Kenneth Tynan to direct Rhinoceros, back in the 60s, is very, very good. Trying to look for one. Musical of Musicals is very sharp, a lot of fun. Basically, they take the old idea of the evil landlord who is threatening this poor damsel, and then there's the hero. And they put that through the permutations of all the different major, well, not all of them, but composers and lyricists of musical theater history. So you get the Sondheim, and you get the Frank Lesser and the Rodgers and Hammerstein. And it's very, very funny, whether or not you're very conversant with musical theater. I mean, if you know theater and love it, yes, you'll get a whole bunch more jokes. But you don't have to. It's the same thing with Forbidden Broadway. That's been around for a whole long time. Just spoofs of current and old musicals. Sure, if you know the lingo, if you know the territory, you're going to laugh louder and harder and more often. But, you know, I've seen people laugh their socks off, and maybe these people see two shows a year. So it doesn't... that's not the most necessary thing. Okay. Any more or more questions? More Mulan?
No, there's more questions.
Oh, cool.
Well, what did you think of the Tonys this year?
Tonys were... I guess they were pretty good. God, yeah, it's funny. It's only a couple of weeks ago, and yet it's still...
At the time that we're taping this.
A million... Well, yeah, about a month and a half, but still seems like a million years ago, because it's like the end of the season. It really is. So, and you do so much building up to it, because I'm dealing with the magazine Performing Arts Insider. Mm-hmm. I have a website called Total Theater. I'll get to the radio show, but I have a theater segment on there. So you're trying, and you're constantly, everyone you're talking to is, well, this wasn't nominated, or who do you think is going to win, and they don't deserve this. And then as soon as those Tonys are over, I swear, you wake up the next morning, and it's like, you do remember who won. Mm-hmm. But everything else just sort of fades into the background. So, as I said, Doubt was inevitable to win. I was a little sorry that Dirty Rotten Scoundrels didn't pick up more awards. I mean, Norbert Leo Butz is hilarious and wonderful and totally worth seeing in that show. But it's a good, funny musical. I think funnier than Spamalot in a lot of ways. I should have mentioned that one. So I was kind of sorry that it got skunked, especially by Light in the Piazza, which is by Richard Rodgers' grandson, of all people. Mm. And that just bored the hell out of me. I didn't fall asleep, but I just felt this is so minor, and the songs are not my taste. They feel like they're going to be musical theater tunes in the Rodgers and Hammerstein Lerner and Lowe sort of corpus, and yet they just don't go anywhere. You know, they're orchestrated well, and they kind of meander along, and they don't really become, to me, enjoyable theater songs the way, the guy did for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, David Yazbek wrote for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, or Eric Idle and John DePrez did for Spamalot. And I was disappointed by the Bill Finn musical, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is also on Broadway. But that is quite funny. Mm. And they spread, what was expected, I guess, is that instead of Spamalot being like the producers and carrying everything at the Tony Awards, Spamalot won its share, but everything got spread around, which generally helps everybody a little bit. I mean, if you look at it from a purely commercial standpoint, which unfortunately the Tonys kind of are, it means that this show got this nomination, so that helps it stay open through the summer. This show was struggling, but at least they can say, hey, we took best book, or you know, our lead actor got this. So that was kind of nice to see, especially when the things were deserved.
Right. Well, we're talking with Dave Lefkowitz here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. What should we look forward to next season?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let me see. I'm not looking forward to... Well, I have to tell you, the last press release that I got, most recent one that I got for a show coming in next season, is something I'm not looking forward to at all. So that's the one stuck in my mind. The guy who wrote You Light Up My Life, a guy named Joseph Brooks, who's done lots of commercials and slick stuff, and I'm sure he's extremely talented. Let's face it, You Light Up My Life is a great song for its genre. He just got sick to death of it for obvious reasons.
Right.
Well, he's got a Broadway musical coming this coming season, in the fall, actually, called In My Life, which, by the way, is not to be confused with a show called Lennon that is about John Lennon, because, you know, obviously Lennon wrote a song called In My Life, but that's totally different.
Right.
I'm sort of looking forward to Lennon, even though it'll be probably kind of kitschy, but hey, how can you go wrong with the music?
Right.
With In My Life, here's the plot synopsis, I am not making this up, by the guy who wrote You Light Up My Life. It's about a composer with Tourette syndrome who hooks up and meets cute with this girl who has obsessive-compulsive disorder. And apparently they get some, quote, help from above. Now, if that doesn't close Broadway faster than planes going into the World Trade Center, I don't know what. Because, man, I can't even begin to imagine what that's going to be. And it's just, I could maybe do sort of a riff on it, but you couldn't put it on the radio because of the Tourette's thing. But, not looking forward to that. I'm assuming there'll be a new August Wilson play, Radio Golf, coming in. I got some decent reviews. It's obviously, like every other play of his, probably needs cutting and work. But I assume we'll probably see it. And a couple of revivals, too. I think we've got A Little Night Music due, which I've never seen. And Glenn Close is supposed to star in that. That's supposed to be in the offing. If you have another moment, I can check and see if there's any others that are, there's a Sweeney Todd coming. One
okay.
of Sondheim's greatest musicals, a show that I absolutely adore. So that'll be fun. There's a new Three Penny Opera. I know the last one that came to Broadway starred Sting, and it just didn't work. So it's going to be really interesting. They've got Wallace Shawn working on the book. Yeah, so it might be, although Shawn is a lousy playwright. We'll see. Well, or it was lousy. Some of his plays are lousy. Oh, and of course the Odd Couple's coming. You know, with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick, the producer's couple. So, everybody's sort of looking forward to that. And I like Alan Bennett. He's a very good writer, and he has a play called The History Boys, which I'm assuming, is going to be coming in. It got really great reviews over, in London. And then again, we also have Suzanne Summers doing a solo show next month. So, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. What can I tell you?
Exactly. Well, tell us about your... We're finally getting to your show. Tell us about your show on another station. I guess I can say it.
You can say the letters.
Yeah.
When I say you went to WCWP, I said it on my show. You can use GBB on your show.
Okay, WGBBAM here on Long Island, because we're national. Dave's Gone By is your show. Tell us about it.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's been on the station since October of 2002, and Dave's Gone By is a mix, really, literally a mix of comedy, talk radio, music, interviews, sketches, monologues. The whole idea is it's eclectic. It changes week to week. I mean, there are some segments that we try and do very regularly. Like there is a segment called Inside Broadway, where I look at what's happening or I review stuff that's on Broadway. But that's only one part. It's not a theater show, per se. I also play music. Done comedy sketches. In fact, there's a comedy sketch coming, or actually, when we're taping this, it will have aired already. About the Logo Network, the new gay channel that they have. So that will be really offensive. And it's not Howard Stern, but it's got Stern influences, but it's also influenced by people like Vin Scalza of
Idiots Delight,
on FUV. That is correct. And from folks like Gene Shepherd and Peter Schickele. So the whole point is to have fun with it, to give people an interesting, fun hour at the radio. You know, if they don't like something that I'm saying or they think a song I play they don't like, come back in 5 minutes, and I'll be on to something else, and it'll hopefully be more fun. With kind of a broad audience, it's if people want to find out more about it, really the best way is to go to my website, davesgoneby.org. D-A-V as in Victor, E-S, goneby.org. And there's, like, song lyrics there, and there's pictures, and, you know, tells you what's going to be on upcoming shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then GBB is also nice enough to let me do... Sorry, before I forget. People can even hear sample episodes of my show, entire hour-long thingies, on a different website. It's called theaterpod.com.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not a totally theater show, but they're very nice enough to have a few samples up there. So you can go there, you can skim through if you come to a boring part, although,
right,
of course, it's never boring.
No.
And theaterpod.com, check them out, too. And as I was about to say, GBB also lets me do another program that's all music called Filler Up on Thursday nights at 9. And that, again, is about eclecticism. It's about rock, folk, reggae, jazz, classical, blues, whatever feels right that week and that I feel like spinning, or sometimes we celebrate the birthday of a composer or someone in a band by playing four or five of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I feel radio was and could be again if the folks who are running terrestrial radio weren't hijacking it into all these ridiculous new and pointless formats. You know, just let radio be. Let people get on there who love the form, who love to play music, share ideas, talk, take phone calls, have things to say. That's what will save radio. That's what radio's all about. It's not... And it's not hearing somebody say WNBC,
right,
instead of WNBC.
Exactly.
Or WGBB, of course,
right,
or WCWP. Gotta get those letters in there.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
Well, one final question. I don't know. We did, all of a sudden, it's the end. What do you hope the future holds for you?
Oh, gosh. Money. Yeah, getting a full-time gig. Because I love doing what I do, but it's not quite a living at this point, and I really wish it were. So, yes, whether it's terrestrial radio or satellite or the web, I would love to parlay this into something a little more stable. I mean, I don't have any kids at this point, but, you know, I've got a missus and two dogs to feed. So, you know, I mean, but on a creative level, yes, I want to do more in radio. I want to get back to writing more, maybe bring some of what I'm doing from the radio also into live theater. I was trying to get into that a few months ago,
mm-hmm,
and it just didn't happen for various reasons, but there's a couple of comic characters that I do on Dave's Gone By Thursday nights at 7 that I think would really work in a live, off-Broadway kind of context. So, you know, all that usual kind of stuff that people say when they're just doing what they're doing, but they're not saying, well, yes, I have a $12 million movie with Tom Cruise coming. $112 million movie with Tom Cruise coming out, and I'm, you know, converting to Scientology and having my eyebrows shaved.
Oh, boy.
And various other body parts, but we won't go there.
It's not over yet. Part 2 of our interview with Dave Lefkowitz coming up later. We'll be right back.